community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, guess what? You're on point. This is the official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
The bigger, bolder sound.
I love it. I love it. Y'all, it's Friday. It's the weekend. It's the day that we all love to love. We know that you're on your way by now. It's 7:41 a.m. local time, 8:41 Eastern. And as always, we remind you every single morning that school is in session. School kids, school buses, school zones, they're in effect. You already know 9 o'clock is the magic hour, and we encourage you to please give yourself enough time to slow down and get there safely. And I'm going to tell you, this week has been a challenging week in the carpool line. I don't know if you've had those challenges, but you know what? I tell us every morning to make sure that we give ourselves enough time to get there. Well, we need to make sure our kids are ready to get out of the car. You got to be ready to get out of the car so that you don't hold everybody up. And the conversations that we need to have with our kids, we need to be having them on the way to school. And you know what? On the way to school this morning, you know what I decided? DC said, Carlette, sometimes you're just too black and white. And why am I sharing this with you? I don't know. Maybe you need it like I needed it for myself. Sometimes with our kids, we can't be so black and white. And so what I decided, and I decided a long time ago, but sometimes you know how you decide a thing and then you kind of relent and you fall back into your old ways. Instead of worrying about what hasn't happened, what isn't happening, I just decided this morning I was just going to call those things that be not as though they were into existence. And so DC saying, he's talking to me now about some things. So I said, I'm just going to call those things that be not as though they were. So in the morning, our morning prayer, I just call those things forth. I just begin to say, our son is focused. He has eyes to see. He has ears to hear. He's teachable. He's coachable. He does what he needs to do. I just call those things forth. And you know what? If you're harried and hurried this morning and those kids just didn't act right, I'm going to encourage you to do what we did this morning. Just call them forth and keep on moving. You know what it's about, really? Moms and dads, it's about control. We want to be in control. Our kids are teenagers. And you know what? They've got to find their own way. They've got to make their own mistakes. And so as parents, what we do is we got to give them enough room to find their place and their space. And so we just do what we can do in the natural, and we call those things forth. I hope that blessed you. It blessed me this morning. And I said, you know what? I'm going to stop being in strife about things that I cannot control. Now, on another note, help our school bus drivers, help our crossing guards, help our resource officers make sure that kids get to school safely. And as you're traveling in, we ask you every single morning, stay engaged. Make sure. And sometimes I say this, and I just feel like it's falling on deaf ears. People are not going to stay off cell phones. But you know what I said to DC? In our lifetime, I have experienced enough junk, and we have experienced enough junk that I don't want to say, you know what? I told you so. So don't be one of those people that said, all I had to do was put that phone down. Y'all, it's Friday. I hope you're feeling good. We're feeling great. This segment is sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS. They're making patients better, faster, and guess what? It's their top priority. We're going to be telling you more about PVD. We're going to be telling our seniors how they can connect with MIGS. It's an important, important conversation that we need to have. Our boomers that are taking care of parents, people that are looking out for seniors, we need to make sure that they're getting the help and the care that they need. And this can happen at MIGS. They're located at 3704 Boulevard Medical Plaza, or you can phone 318-445-9700. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish. For home, auto, and life insurance, here's the number, 318-487-1881. Also, get wired communications. You can get the best channels, the best savings, all at GetWired Communications. Also, don't forget about Vantage Health. Listen, Vantage Health Plan's goal is to make their members well and keep them that way. With quality preventive care, Vantage is making health care plans work. And you can phone them for more information, 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910. Don't forget about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union with Heart. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And remember, it's tax time. You can connect with Tanja's Professional Tax Service down in Bunky. She's making sure that you get those refunds. She's making sure that businesses are on point, churches are on point, and that you're on point. And here's the number, 318-346-4091. Y'all, it's 7:47 local time, 8:47 Eastern time. You're on point. It's Friday, and guess what? It's Real Women, Real Talk. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, its convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
But the queen has been overthrown, and I'm not sleeping now. The dark is too hard to beat, and I'm not keeping now the strength push me. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. You shine me when I'm alone, and so I tell myself that I'll be strong. And dreaming when they're gone, 'cause they're calling, calling, calling me home. Calling, calling, calling home. You show the lights that stop me, turn to a stone. Shine me when I'm alone.
You show the light, won't stop me. Turn to a star.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but I am feeling better and better every single day. And I've got to remind you, I hope you haven't left yet. Because remember, I've been telling you all week that today is National Wear Red Day in honor of Go Red for Women, Women and Heart Disease, the number one killer of women. So I hope that you had it in your heart to just splash on something red. Listen, the ladies in the studio, they're putting out their red. You know what? It affects each and every one of us. If it doesn't affect us personally, it affects our mothers, our aunts, our sisters, our friends, and it's happening more and more every year. If you think about it, you're hearing more and more women, even younger women, having instances of heart attacks. And even instances of strokes. It's something we got to talk about. We got to be about. We got to get better about it. And it's National Wear Red Day. So I hope that you have your red on. But it is also Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And let me tell you who's here. We got a new panel in this morning. We've got Courtney Bratton. She is the regional director for the American Heart Association. Not new, but it's been a minute. Courtney, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got attorney Stephanie Prestridge from Lineage Law. She's not new, but it's been a minute. Stephanie, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Is her mic up?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Listen, don't be fooled by that little soft voice. That is a shark in the water. Well, ladies, first of all, it's Courtney, it's National Go Red Day, Wear Red. Talk about the importance and the significance of today.
Today is National Go Red Day, and we're all going red because there's so many people that have been affected by heart disease. You know, heart disease doesn't discriminate. White, black, you know, young, mm-hmm. old. You know, everyone used to think it was an old lady's disease, and it's not. It's killing people in their 30s. It's mm-hmm. Even younger. I've even heard of high school students that are falling out of, you know, having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. High school students. So, and it's because of that family history. You know, if you have a family history of heart disease, whether it's high blood pressure or my uncle had a stroke, you need to make sure to get your yearly checkups with your physician. And hopefully you'll get a cardiologist to kind of help with that as well. So, but we're really excited for the community to go red today. It's women are inspirers. I mean, we mm-hmm. like to share stories and empower other women to, go get checked. I mm-hmm. mean, something will have to trigger you to go get yourself checked. And, because of the Go Red for Women, you know, it's been here for 10 years now, mm-hmm. going on 11 years, and 43% of women are dying fewer now because of this movement. And mm-hmm. it's a great national movement that women are talking about now. I mean, we are caretakers and decision makers, and we're stopping and we're trying to take time for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That means 330 lives every day are being saved. Women's lives are being saved every day because of this movement. And I'm very passionate about the Heart Association. And, even if you have to take one lifestyle change, mm-hmm. whether it's stop smoking, mm-hmm. whether it's, eating more fruits and vegetables, whether it's exercising daily, just something. Because what do you have if you don't have your heart?
Hmm.
What do you have if you don't have your heart?
Not much.
That's right. Not much, girl.
And we've been saying it all week that heart disease is the number one killer of not just women, but Americans. And it is killing more people than all cancers combined. And when you look at that on its face, that is huge. And so we're going to be talking about it. I hope that people will show up and show out. And I know that they are all across America.
Absolutely.
And across the country and wearing their red.
The Superdome even went red. We are
really,
Superdome went red. We are excited about that. Yes.
Amazing. And so a lot of events are going to be coming up.
Yes. We have the Heart Walk that is approaching. It's Saturday, March the 8th at the Big Island Field, which is near the zoo, the Alexandria Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Everything starts at 8 o'clock. The walk does start around 9. But, you know, there's going to be food, music, lots of free family, you know, activities for the kids. So we're going to recognize our heart and stroke survivors and just really have a good time. And, you know, hopefully it won't be as cold as last year. But if so, just be prepared to wear some big jackets.
And I want to give everybody a kudos. Everybody wore red. Even D.C. wore red. And Courtney brought me this beautiful, you guys, this beautiful vase. It's a boot. It's a rain boot. And it's red. And it's got red flowers in it.
Tulips. Little red tulips.
Little red tulips. And it just brightened my day. And as we talk about women and heart disease, Stephanie, this morning, and Courtney, we're talking about the first topic of conversation is this. I read an article and it hit me right where I was. And the article was talking about women who are working too hard. 10 reasons to stop working so hard. And it said it's time to add up all the ways in which working ridiculous hours hurts you and people around you and put a stop to the madness.
It is so hard. I'm one of those women who works way too many hours, way too long, way too hard. And I have to tell you.
And you know this.
It's almost a drug, though. It's almost a drug to work that hard. It really is.
Wow. Is that what you liken it to?
It almost is, because like I'm good at it. I'm good at working really hard, and it's just it's hard. It's hard to stop. Like I can tell you, I probably can give you the 10 reasons you need to stop, but it's so hard to stop.
But when you look at it on its face, and the article went on to talk about one young woman who was working so hard and she fell into a coma from exhaustion. And I was thinking, where does that happen at? But then I rewound a week ago when I lost my voice. And oftentimes we're working hard, Courtney, and we don't and Stephanie, and we don't even realize how hard we're working.
Right. Because it's your everyday. It's what you do. I'll give you an example. I have a new lawyer that's with us this week, and he is fantastic. And about Tuesday evening, he looked at me and he says, "I think I came on a bad week. Y'all obviously have too much on your plate for me to be here." And I said, No, honey. This is our everyday. What do you mean it's a hard week? This is our everyday normal. You haven't seen a hard week yet.
Wow.
And I mean, that's when you take a step back and you're like, wow, this, you know, it's hard. But I don't know how to stop either. I mean, I couldn't even begin to know how to stop.
And is it a way, ladies, that we validate ourselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I want to be something that my children can be proud of. I want to bring something to the table for them. I want to help support my family. I want to improve my community and do good work. Absolutely, it's my validation. Absolutely. And if I stop, then what good have I brought to the good in my life?
Wow. That's a deep, deep thought. Courtney, for you, what about working too hard for you? I mean, are you feeling the brunt of that?
I have two events to put on here in Central Louisiana.
Okay.
In addition with other little components that involve the American Heart Association. You know, but my job is successfully done by solely my volunteers and helping them and guiding them and leading them. And so I am in the car every day going and networking and talking to my volunteers and getting sponsorships and letting them have that mission opportunity at one of my events. And yeah, it is very tough. I have three kids. You know, I have a 13-year-old stepdaughter, a 6-year-old, and a 2.5-year-old. And it is very exhausting. I'm very thankful that I have a husband that kind of picks up that slack and he doesn't gripe about it, you know, like really a lot of most husbands would probably do, you know, but I have a very demanding job, just as I'm sure Stephanie does. And, you know, but there is a time where you got to shut it off, because I work out of my home and I have an office in my home. And when I'm at home, my kids come home from school, my 6-year-old does not know, you know, there's a wall. Okay. You know, there's a wall. You can't, yes, you can come in and get something from my office, a piece of paper to go draw, but you got to, you know, like it's really hard to say, get out of the office to your 6-year-old. They don't understand. They don't understand. But there is a time where you just have to shut it off. You just have to just shut it off.
Are you shutting it off, though, when that time comes? You know, because that's easy to say, in theory.
I think I shut it off unless it's like a month and a half before my event. Then it's like full, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I will shut it off then, but like it's a lot of endless nights or, you know, mornings where you're just thinking, you know, just constantly waking up at night because you have so much to do. You just have so much to do.
Is it that we want to be equal to our male counterparts? Are we taking on this persona of excellence, and we all want to be excellent, but that we want the equality that our male counterparts have? Is that a factor?
It's not for me. I never thought of it like that. I mean, for me, I want to be someone and something that my family can be proud of. I mean, that's
But does that entail? Because I'm really on this same path, and I've said to my family, you know, they've said, you know what, you need to slow down, and I have said, you know what, if it's going to get done, we have to do it.
Thank you. There you go. And that's been sort of my mantra. You know, like, my husband is so wonderful, and he works harder than anyone I know. But at the same time, he knows how to shut it off and put it down for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And then there's this part of me, you know, like, I don't know how to let things go. Like, the house has to be clean. The work has to be done. You know, the laundry has to be going. So I'm getting up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning to make sure that all of those little honeydews are done instead of getting the extra rest that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And when people ask me about it, I'm like, if I don't do it, it doesn't get done.
Right.
So, you know, that's part of that mantra is if it's going to get done, I have to do it. We have to do it. So that's how I don't know how to stop, because something needs to get done.
Ooh, I'm glad I have a 13-year-old. I'm not going to lie, Carlette, because you've got to slow down. Now, I've got to tell you, I mean, I do work full force with this, mm-hmm. even, you know, a 6-year-old and a very demanding 2.5-year-old. And my 13-year-old has chores, mm-hmm. you know. But
on the other hand, Stephanie has babies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And she's a full-time, hard-working mama. So that's what I advocate for, is for women like you. You're a primary mm-hmm. example. You look like you have the, you know, fit health, but you've got to slow down. I mean, you know, you've got to try. I don't know how to make more hours in the day.
You can't. You know, there are only 24.
You know, or
which are not enough, by the way.
let your husband maybe pick up some slack, and I'm not definitely not
he
telling
does
you
a
what
wonderful
to do.
Job.
You know,
yeah.
But God, it is tough. It's mm-hmm. so tough, and you know, I just yeah.
Well, and everybody agrees that it's tough, but you know what? I'm sitting here. I'm the mirror image mm-hmm. of this conversation, and for me, I know it's about control.
Absolutely, there you go.
It's about being in control. It's about wanting everything to be perfect, wanting the house to be perfect, wanting the kids to be perfect. And you know what? What I am coming to more and more, there is no such thing as
perfection.
That's
right, girl. We are imperfect progress. We are imperfect progress.
Absolutely.
In everything we do.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. Listen, if you're looking to refinance, if you're looking to purchase a new home, dreams come true at Magnolia State Mortgage. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. You're on point, everybody. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318 561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click Like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're joined this morning by Courtney Bratton. She is the regional director, the American Heart Association, also attorney Stephanie Prestridge. She is the owner of Lineage Law Firm, and I want to give a special shout-out. Angie Roberts, good morning, and thank you for being on point. I love you. Glad to have you this morning. We're talking about... Oh, yeah. Courtney said, are you to Al?
Now, Angie, I know I've been seeing some emails from you. You better be in your red today because I'm coming over to Cabrini to see if you are in your red today.
Girl. You know what? I would venture to say that Angie is all about it. She is in red, and she's got her red dress pin on, and we need to find out how to get those red dress pins, too.
I got some red dress pins.
All right. Good deal. So this morning, we're talking about why women are working so hard, especially on the face of heart disease. This is the 10th anniversary, the 10th birthday of Go Red for Women. And I really, as we were talking during the break, I don't know if there are any answers about why we're doing it. You know, what is it that we're trying to prove and why we're doing it? And really, Stephanie, you were saying you're doing it because...
It's selfish for me because I want to do well. And you know, for me... I want to be someone that when my husband talks about me, he'll say, that's my wife, and I am so proud that she's my wife. You know, that whatever I do, how big or how small, that he's proud of me. Mm-hmm. And so I will work harder every day and do as much as I can every day. And that's all about me trying to make sure that I do something for him to be proud of.
Now, I'm going to take that a step further. Do you think that had to do with dad issues, that maybe you weren't affirmed enough by your dad, that you need
really
to be...
a dad. So yeah, I mean, I was adopted as an adult when I was in law school. So I really did not have a father figure until I was an adult. And then I have to say though, my whole life I prayed for a daddy. And then when I was adopted, I got my dad, my papa, and then I became very close friends with another family, my mama C and my daddy Ray. And that's like my second dad. So when God gave, he gave in abundance. It just took a while.
That is awesome. Mm. What a great story. Oh, it gave me chills.
I love my papa and my daddy, Ray.
That is so good.
And you know, I think for many of us, maybe it is that affirmation that we never received.
Absolutely.
From dad, that, you know, we want people to approve us.
Absolutely.
And I think that to a certain degree, and, you know, I'm one of those people, too, that was never really affirmed by a dad the way that I needed to be and want to be affirmed by my husband, and he does affirm me. But I think at a certain point, and you know, we've talked about it, you really kind of have to grow beyond that. But it's that need to be successful. And I think that this past week, when it put me down, when my health put me down on my back and I could no longer open my mouth, God was saying to me, you are not in control.
That is Jesus saying you need to rest because we are very exhausted every day.
Absolutely.
And like you said, we don't really know the capacity of where we need to stop because we just keep going. We just feed off of keep going.
Mm-hmm.
We're addicted to the work. And
mm-hmm.
we know we have our duties and tasks and responsibilities because it's on us. It is ultimately on us.
But we have to acknowledge that there's a high with that. There's a high with, oh, look what I can do.
There really is.
Look at what
right.
I can keep the house clean. I can keep the kids in line, bows in their hair, manners intact, work going, clean office, happy clients. There's a high with that. It's a drug of a different sort.
That house part doesn't give me a high.
Oh boy, it gives
mine
me
either.
That don't give
mine
me a high.
I gotta tell you, the clean house part gives me a real high.
Well, you know what? Well, we have decided, and I thank God for a husband that has said, you know what, Carlette, you don't need to be cleaning the house. So we need some help.
Okay, DC. Oh, okay.
DC, I'm available.
Props to you, DC.
Mm-hmm. He said, you don't need to be cleaning the house, so we go get you some help. And I appreciate that because on the weekends. See, I don't know how it was in white families, but in black families, what we did on the
weekend. Carlette, we being real now. All right, go ahead.
Okay, this is what we did. On the weekends, you had to clean up. You could not sleep late. You had to get up and you had to clean up. And it was a ritual every weekend. And so that house had to be spotless. And so you spent your day cleaning the house. And I think I got a disdain for that. And so now on the weekends, I don't want to spend my weekend, but for years I did it because that's what we did.
I guess I live like black folk then now. Because on the weekends, normally that's what we do. If it's not Saturday morning, then it's Sunday after church because it's back to routine on Monday, because that's really the time that we all can, we kind of all come together.
Uh-huh.
You know, dishes every night, my oldest, but as far as getting the clothes, because there's just no time. I got three kids going to cheerleading, going to softball, uh-huh. going this, that. It's about 8 o'clock sometimes when
look,
we get
I'm
home.
I'm just saying, how well does that oldest clean? Because she's been staying with me for a little while, okay?
Look, she even gets...
But it wouldn't be right, though. It wouldn't be right for you because you're a perfectionist.
Well, I would teach her how to do it. I'm willing to train.
That's
but
right.
This is,
that's
but
right.
This is what I did. I got with a lot of my sister friends that said, you know what? I have been so busy, and all of us like a clean house. And a lot of my friends said, I have just sacrificed some of the things that I like, and I have a housekeeper or lady that comes in and cleans, and I sacrifice. And one woman said, whoever comes in and cleans my house is not going to clean it like I want it, and I'm not going to spend that money. But I think you have to draw the line at some point. And as we're celebrating Go Red for women and women in heart disease, if we don't stop and slow down, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have other issues. And one of the things that the article said before we leave this subject, it said, quantity kills quality. You want to be excellent at what you do, but the more task you take on, the smaller your chance of doing an excellent job at any of them. Cutting as many items off your task list as you can ups the odds that you'll do a killer job on the things that matter most. And I am a list kind of girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel so validated when I can scratch off my list. But we're doing so many things that we're really not excellent at any of them. And then the next thing, it talks about sleep matters. And we were talking about that, not getting enough sleep. Mm-hmm. That is another issue with heart disease. And Courtney and I was saying I had to go into Dr. Jones because I started feeling left arm numbness. So I immediately got on the phone and called Dr. Gary Jones at LACVT, and I said, look, we've had too many conversations for me to fall out and have a heart attack because
right.
I didn't check on myself.
That's right.
And so I checked, and, you know, I'm fine. It has a lot to do with stress. It has a lot to do with not, you know, slowing down. And, you know, at some point, I hope that this conversation will resonate with people, and I hope that you will find a resolve, Stephanie, and that all of the women that are out there will not just talk about it,
right.
but be about it. Whether it's having to bring somebody in, you know, they may not clean just the way that you do it, right. but to take some things off of your plate.
Yeah. Well, I can say I have somebody coming tomorrow to talk to her about cleaning
right.
my house.
Are you Good serious?
Job. I do, because I caught myself this week one too many times when my little girl was asking me to do something. I was like, all week, actually, I've been telling her, Mommy can only do so many things. Mommy mm-hmm. can only do so many things. Wait, Mommy's coming. Mommy's coming.
Right.
I got to stop.
Good for you, Stephanie. Good for you.
Absolutely. And I hope that people that are listening will take this opportunity and say, you know what? You may not be able to stop the behavior altogether, but we have been on, DC and I have been on a journey of self-truth. Mm-hmm. And it's really putting your truth, your real self, your real truth out there. As we talked about being affirmed by fathers or not being affirmed by fathers, and looking at the genesis of why we do what we do, mm-hmm. and starting to deal with that. I mean, not just talking about it, but dealing with it so that we don't pass it on to the next generation, so that Ava Grace right. and your daughters right. don't feel that they've got to somehow be superwomen. Right. And it's generational.
It is.
Guess what? They don't do what we say. They do what they see us do.
Right.
I heard, I know we're running out of time, but I heard my little girl say something the other day that just floored me. There's this little boy at school that she likes, and we told her, we said, sweetie, he's just as precious as he can be, but you like things like bugs, and she does. She loves bugs and animals. She's so funny, and butterflies. And that's just not something he's into. And her answer was, I can fix him.
Oh.
And I went, oh, honey, you're too young to be having those kind of comments. No, we don't fix them, baby. They got to love you the way you are. And so, you know, I hear us talking about, like, the importance of fathers and how girls feel. For the dads who are listening, do not underestimate
That's
the
right.
importance that you have. And then for the moms who are listening, don't underestimate the little validations you give each day. Like every day on the way to school, Ava Grace, who's the prettiest girl in the world? Who's the smartest girl in the world? Who's the sweetest girl in the world? Who loves you the mostest after God? And she knows the answers. And I know it's, you know, it's routine, but every single day before she walks into that school, who's the prettiest, who's the smartest, who's the sweetest? It's you.
Hey, did y'all see, what was that show? You is pretty, you is
kind.
You is kind.
That, I don't watch TV.
The Help.
The Help.
The movie, The Help.
The book was fantastic.
You know, and we do have to validate not just our girls, but our boys as well. And I was saying that at the top of the show, and I was saying that in this perfectionism that I live and am trying to come out of, I have really, and with the help of David Christmas, and moms, I really want to say this is important, because DC said to me, he said, Carlette, he said, men deal with boys differently.
Yes, they do.
Than women do. And he said, you know, sometimes maybe the reason why girls don't get along with their mothers is because they're too black and white, and we want to make everything final. And we had a situation with young David Christmas, and I just wanted to make some things final. I wanted to take away the electronics. I wanted to, you know, I wanted it my way. And when I had to stop and reflect on it, it's because I wanted to be in control, and I wanted him to know that I'm the boss. But then what I did was I said, DC, you need to do it. You need to
step in.
You need to step in. And he said, men do things differently. And that's why we're losing that communication. We're losing our kids because moms do it differently. You know, we want to come in and make it final, where men are coming in and doing it differently. And I think that unless and until we start looking at how we're parenting, we're going to start raising kids that are pretty much just mirrors of us. And we have to show our kids how to be even-handed, how you can't, you know, you can't be too high, you can't be too low, you can't go too far to the left, and you can't go too far to the right. You kind of just got to stay in the middle. And all this, for me, has to do with it needs to be perfect now, like the house. And so when I finally decided that it doesn't have to be perfect, it just needs to be clean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't have to be perfect. Somebody else
picked
can. Up. It does.
Yeah.
It can be picked up and cleaned and refreshed. It doesn't have to be perfect. And this is where our health issues are coming into play.
Right. When your 5-year-old looks at you and says, "Mommy, I couldn't finish my project because it wasn't perfect," that's when it hits you hard. Yep, we're doing something wrong.
Right, so, yeah, and we need to back away from it. Or she looks at you and says, "I can fix this boy."
Mm-hmm.
You know, even out of the mouth of babes, she doesn't know what she's saying, really.
Or my 2.5-year-old wakes up in the morning and says, "Daddy's phone, Daddy's phone." Because we're always on our phone.
Always
work
on the
off
phone.
Our phone.
That's it.
They don't understand we're not playing games on our phone.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Not Candy That's Crush. Right. I've never, ever played Candy Crush.
I haven't either. I haven't either. I haven't either. Hey, everybody, not only is it Heart Month, it's Love Month. Don't forget about Legacy Floral Designs. That's Ellen Bryant, and what an incredible, incredible shop. If you have never visited Legacy Floral Designs and you want to do something very special for your Valentine, your love, start with Legacy Floral Designs. They're located at 2975 Highway 28 East in Pondville. Yeah, I love to say Pondville. The number to phone, 318-321-1991. Don't be a last minute. Call today, 318-321-1991. Also, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. And Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71. Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, Louisiana. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about The Biggest Loser, sparks concerns over winner Rachel Fredrickson's. Did you see her weight loss, and what did you guys think about it? Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this. We'll be right back.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700.
Hicks
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Chardonnay, it's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day, it's a free ride when you've already paid, it's the good advice that you just meeting his beautiful wife. isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're joined by Courtney Bratton. She's the regional director of the American Heart Association, also attorney Stephanie Prestridge. She is the owner of Lineage Law Firm, and we're just talking about things and life. And hopefully you'll be able to take away from this conversation and make yourself a little bit better. Well, we're switching gears just a little bit, and I alluded to that in the last segment. Many of you are Biggest Loser fans and have watched it. Well, we read the article and kind of followed it after. It says the Biggest Loser sparks concern over the winner, Rachel Fredrickson. Well, she went from 260 pounds to 105 pounds. And they're saying, the show is saying that she is the tiniest, biggest loser winner in the history. And if you saw the video of the jaws that dropped, the trainer's jaws, Jillian Michaels and her other cohort, their jaws just dropped when Rachel walked out. And a lot of people are saying that the 24-year-old has transformed, but they're thinking that there is more to the issue than meets the eyes. And we were talking about it this morning. And ladies, you guys thought what about Rachel?
Commercial, because I was thinking she is just looks too anorexic. I mean, I was thinking she was telling people to eat, not to lose weight. I mean, that's how tiny she was.
Well, but did she look anorexic because she had been 200 and almost 300 pounds?
She doesn't look healthy. And like, I don't watch the show, so I didn't see her before. I just saw her after in a magazine article. She just doesn't look healthy.
Well, I mean, according to what was written about her, she was athletic at some point in her life. She was a swimmer. She was athletic. And she went on The Biggest Loser, and she got down to 105 pounds. Now, they're only saying that she's 12 pounds underweight, so I really didn't see what the big issue was.
12 pounds on her frame is like half a human being too small.
But would you rather see her be 12 pounds too small or almost 300 pounds or 200 pounds too big?
They both carry inherent dangers. They both are bad for your health. I mean, they are. Of being overweight or being
too small.
Considerably underweight.
And so were we just shocked by it, or?
I think I was very shocked by it, Carlette. And to be honest with you, if she had like started doing some kettlebells, maybe it would have changed my frame of mind. But I don't think she could have lifted up the bar. You know,
But did we feel that way because you looked at her 260-pound frame?
No. Mm-mm, not at all. When I saw her, before I even saw the 260, I was like, I saw balloons and things, and I was like, she's the winner? She looks very ill. She looks sickly. Big jawbones. I mean, I don't know if she had any type of surgery because of the extra skin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there was a period of time where they had to leave the show and go home, and she was just didn't eat. She just didn't want to even eat.
Wow.
And if she did, it may have been very little.
And I'll tell you the shame in this is that I think we actually have to interject here that of all three of us sitting here, there's not a one of us that's overweight. So I don't want somebody listening to the show says, oh, you got three women
right
sitting over there who need to lose 30 pounds on their own.
Who are hating on her.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. It's not that. Every single one of us, I think, are exactly where we need to be. So there's not a single overweight person sitting here talking about her. But we're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, concerned. Absolutely.
Well,
I don't want my baby girl to be that skinny.
No, and I honestly think it's bad for even the world to even see this because I don't think it looks healthy, and I don't know if she, you know.
Now, this is what Kim Nielsen said. She was a finalist on season 13. She said, I was so disturbed. She said, I couldn't sleep after watching the show. I thought I was too skinny at the Biggest Loser finale. She wrote on Twitter, that was ridiculous. And then Jillian, Then there was another tweet that said Jillian Michaels and Bob Harper's reaction to the hashtag Biggest Loser Winner, disturbing weight loss, says it all. And if you look at Jillian and Bob's reaction, it's...
I mean, that's why I say there had to have been a period where they didn't even see Jillian, you know? They didn't even see the host or the trainers before the show. And, I mean, I don't know if they had to, you know, collaboratively get everybody's weight and then announce the winner in front of everybody. But, I mean, had Jillian know beforehand, I think she wouldn't have... Yeah, no, I don't think she had to have... I don't think she saw her before.
Well,
before
you know, I guess I have to be on the other side of the people that say, you know, she looks great. I mean, she was 260 pounds. I do really respect, Stephanie, your comment that you say too big or too small, not good. And it goes back to what we said in the beginning. You know, I think that you can't be too far to the left and too far to the right. And so my hope and prayer is that she doesn't have other issues, that she's not eating or doing something that is going to be a detriment to herself.
Right.
Here's what I admire. I admire the guts it takes to acknowledge that you have a weight problem. I admire the guts it takes to say you're going to change your life. And I truly, truly admire the motivation that you have to put behind the guts to go and change your life.
And the support from your
family. Yeah. And the support and the ethic that it takes to get to the transformation she had. I'd appreciate that. Wish I had some of that. But I just also think that at some point there's got to be some boundaries. The same way when we talked about you work yourself too hard, you work too much, you clean too much, whatever it is, there's got to be boundaries on everything we do. And I look at her and think, wow, you gain 10 pounds and she'll be breathtaking.
Yeah. And you know, and could that be a matter of interpretation? This is what the article said. It said that Rachel lost 60% of her body weight during the 4.5 months on the show. She stands at 5'5". She's 105 pounds and that puts her BMI, her body mass index, at 17.5. Underweight, according to the CDC, and underweight by about 12 pounds. Now, she did appear on the Today Show, and that she said she didn't address the criticism. Instead, she talked about her past as an athlete. She said that helped to push her through what she was going through, and she won the $250,000 prize. So I guess it's just a matter of how you look at it, and it could go back to perfection. It could go back to all of the things that we've talked about. But, you know, with this month being Go Red for Women Month, we're talking and focusing on women and heart disease. All of these issues, whether it's talking about overworking, whether it's talking about overlosing or overeating, all of these issues, Courtney, are very important.
Yes, they are, Carlette, you know, and like Stephanie said, I mean, that's great that she had the motivation and, you know, to do all this. I hope that she continues to exercise and to eat healthy. And, you know, I'm excited to look at her progress.
And I think a lot of people are going to be watching that. And switching gears, as it is Go Red for Women Month and Heart Month for Women, did you guys see the article that CVS is no longer in their 7,600 stores going to be selling tobacco products?
Yay.
Losing $1.5 billion on just cigarette sales, and then another $1.5 billion on the accessories and the things that people would pick up. So, Courtney, when you guys at the American Heart Association saw that, you thought what?
Well, we were behind it. So, I mean, we advocate for, you know, smoke-free air that has been 2 years in effect since now. So we were very thrilled that CVS came to terms with, you know, not selling these tobacco products. And I think that is one step of, you know, making, again, healthier decisions, lifestyle changes, and especially with the community who's, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to have to be at the park and somebody smoking next to my kid, you know, or even riding the car with someone smoking. I think that should be illegal because of the cancer effects and stuff. But your heart effects. But I'm so happy that we were able to partner with them and advocate for that.
And, you know, we talked about it yesterday because the article came out on Wednesday that they, Yeah, we talked about it Thursday because we saw the article on Wednesday. And it really, really, I don't know about you, Stephanie, if you even saw the article, but it endeared me to CVS because they are really transformational, I believe, in this movement. And this is no condemnation to people who smoke. But what we do know is that women who smoke and people who smoke do perpetuate issues with their heart.
Absolutely. I just don't like the smell of it. I don't like the smell of it.
And I said that yesterday. I said, really, when you weigh the pros and the cons of smokers, it's no longer attractive. It used to be glamorized years ago. You don't smell good.
No, you stink.
You stink.
I may love you, but you stink.
No, and honestly, my dad is. He smokes Pall Mall, girl, without the filters.
Lord.
Well, now, okay. Now let me. Now I heard.
Pall Mall.
Now I heard. I heard some
vapor rub under your nose.
I heard somebody out there saying, "You lying? I don't stink. I'm a clean smoker." And so I heard you out there. There's some smokers that really know how to.
My mom went years without smoking, and she is. And when my dad passed, all of the stress, she started smoking again. And I know she thinks I can't smell it, but she comes in my house, and I mean, it's like an ashtray on cute little legs, moseyed up into my house, and I'm like having to Febreze her. I mean.
Poor thing.
It's horrible.
Oh, all my high school teachers thought I was a smoker. Courtney, have you been smoking? No, ma'am. Yes, you have. I smell it. Well, no, my dad dropped me off. I mean, and it was cold. He just cracked the window, not even an inch. I mean, it was like smoked out in a little truck, you know?
Awesome.
And that was back in the day when people didn't really know better. And so now we know better. We're supposed to be doing better, and we're not supposed to be smoking with our kids in the car with us. But right now, everybody... Sylvia's Caring Companions, People Care by Caring People, Darlene St. Romain and her team. Big shout out to Darlene and her team, doing an incredible job throughout the state. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving of Oyles Parish. Kyle Wolf is there for home, auto, and life insurance. Don't forget about Cabrini Hospital. Cabrini Hospital is serving the needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget about the parish, Avoyelles Parish, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. They've got some amazing things going on for Mardi Gras. They've got some amazing cook-offs. They've got amazing art events coming from the Smithsonian Institute. So many amazing things. You can find them on Facebook, and you can log on to the things that are happening down in Avoyelles Parish. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're going to take a break, but we're back after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program. designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John? Black. So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely.